This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Chickens coming home to roost. CNN had some people out filming, I think in Colombia, and the guy was getting hassled. And here's a clip of that. CNN at a college campus. I mean, this is a leftist media outlet. You would think that they would be like, okay, well, let's usher them in. And CNN got hassled. It reminds me of when 60 Minutes went to talk about the Muslim issue in London, and Muslims practically ran them out. I mean, it was one of my blogs that got the most hits, one of our videos that got the most visits. But CNN was like, oh, look at the, you know, very friendly Muslims. And then they get run out of London. I mean, it running for their lives. It was an interesting thing. And this CNN crew goes to academia, which I call whackademia, and they get essentially the same treatment. Not quite as bad, but you'll get it. Here's the clip.
50 people at the USC campus. I'm going to go right now to CNN's Nick Wadd, who's live on campus in LA. Nick, what is happening now?
Well, some protesters are back on Alumni Park, which has been the scene of really long and passionate protest all day. There are guys like this. The atmosphere is getting a little rough now. People like this who won't show their face but are trying to intimidate us by filming us. So the atmosphere is getting a little unpleasant now, I've got to say. So earlier what happened, protesters started. The guy's still filming me. I mean,
I'm just filming you.
Yeah.
Scared,
I mean, show your face. Show your face. Why are you scared to show your face? Anyway. So what happened earlier is from 4:30 this morning, protesters occupied this park in solidarity with other protests around the country. They put up tents. The college told them to take the tents down. Yeah, that's right. So anyway, then the protesters felt that the college was being a bit nitpicky by telling them to take down banners, so they put the tents back up. So then college officials came on to try to take the tents down, and it got ugly. There was swearing, there were scuffles. Then one man was arrested. The police then let him go after the crowd demanded they let him go, because the police realized it wasn't worth keeping this one person in custody for the temperature, the heat that it was creating. So the protest then built during the day, speakers chanting, and then the LAPD were invited onto campus by USC, and they told the protesters they had 10 minutes to clear. Some protesters decided they did not want to. So they linked arms in the middle of this park, and they were arrested. More than 50 of them were arrested.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. So right after this, they wrapped up. CNN said, you know what, it's too volatile. Let's wrap it up. Glad you're with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. College terrorist. Oh, by the way, he said police, LAPD finally had to get called. And they started arresting people, but they let them go. They let them go right away. And when we've got a clip of MSNBC talking about this, and they equate it to J6, which I find interesting because the J6 protesters are still in prison. Their rights of habeas corpus have been denied. I mean, I could go on. So there's no different. There's no, in my opinion, there's nothing similar at all. The people that went to D.C. were peacefully protesting. They didn't occupy any buildings. These are college terrorists. And here's a clip. They want to be fed.
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who've taken over a building?
Well, first of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in, I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
But they did put themselves in that very deliberately in that situation and in that position. So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take up this building, now would you please bring us food and water?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
They're stopping the delivery of food?
We are looking for a commitment from them that they will not stop it violently.
But they haven't stopped it.
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
So just so you're clear on the situation, they haven't stopped the delivery of food, but these people are saying, well, we don't know what they're going to do, so we want to make sure they don't stop the delivery of food. I mean, I want you to understand how they're treating these terrorists who've taken over the Hamilton building. Oh, not where they're showing the stupid Broadway show Hamilton, but probably named after the former president, you know, one of these old white guys from the founding fathers. And they're demanding Grubhub be sent up so that they can make sure there's food and water for them to continue their occupation, if you will. These are people that have nothing. I mean, they've got it all. They've never served in a war. Look, back in the 60s in the protests, and they're protesting the war and saying, why are you sending all these minority kids to fight a war that we have no interest in, etc.? When you look back on it, even as a person who says, hey, I trust the government, I believe that, you know, if they send our kids to war, it's time to go fight. I look back on it in retrospect, and I'm with the protesters. I understand it, but there was a reason. What's the reason here? Hamas attacks Israel, kills almost 2,000 Jews in a coordinated attack on October the 7th, and everybody says, oh, the Jews have responded too hard. So we want it to be equalized. They're doing too much. Why are they even responding at all? Why does this fight? It's Israel's fault. Let's all protest Israel. Let's forget about the terrorism of Hamas. So these students commandeered Hamilton Hall. I don't recall the J6 protesters commandeering anything. In fact, the footage I saw, the Capitol Police were walking them through like they were in a museum. And yet, those people are in prison. And you know what? You're demonized if you say, I want them out. And Donald Trump says, I'm going to give them pardons. How dare he pardon those insurrectionists? What are these kids? What are they? What cause are they fighting for? They're fighting for the cause of terrorism. And you know what? These little suckers have been cultivated by Marxist professors who should be fired. I want you to consider, as we head into the break, consider the disruption that this is causing to the university, that it's causing to the country. And over what? These kids have no idea what they're fighting for.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I remember the Michael Brown situation, and Columbia University told black students, they didn't have to take their finals because, well, Michael Brown Jr. had been killed. This one black man had been killed, a thug, so why not let you guys just not worry about, taking your finals? This is what Ivy League education has become, right? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Hamas attacked Israel, and Israel fought back, and so guess what? We got to disrupt every college and university across the campus. I want, as I said before the break, consider the disruption to this university. People who have paid good money to go there to study whatever subjects, and they can't even get into class. Professors not allowed to go to their class. Why? Because they're Jewish. Didn't you get the memo? You're supposed to hate all Jews. For what? Have you looked at what the Jews have contributed to the world versus the Arabs? I mean, if you want to do a comparison, I dare you. I dare you to do it. There's a lot more Arabs than there are Jews. Look at what the Jews have contributed. Science. Engineering. Math. Medicine. You name it. High tech. Just look at it. I don't care, but humanity, it's all, we all get it. We all benefit from whatever has been created. But I'm just saying, who are the creators? I look at black folks complaining, black leftists all the time. Do a day without white people, black folks, black leftists. Do a day without white folks, something you can't use because a white man invented it. Do it. If I were white, I'd say, look, you want to do cultural appropriation? Take away all the stuff we've done, and then you tell me where you'd be. Umbuku. This is stupid. Everything out there is for everybody, and we should be appreciating it. And let me tell you, the Jews per capita are probably the best citizens of the world. A lot of people, oh, Kevin, hey, I'm not Jewish. I can admit it. I've done many. Look, I've studied the Jews. I have a friend of mine. He happens to be a, you know, very prominent Jew. And he tells me, all, he's like, Kevin, we were the forefront of the civil rights movement for blacks. Many Jews were. Jews were getting lynched along with blacks. Don't believe me. Go look at Mississippi Burning. Jews were getting lynched. They were arm in arm with black folks. They knew what that oppression felt like. They were the original slaves, enslaved by Africans. And they said, we still want to work with you black folks and help. And what do they get? Blatant anti-Semitism. Blacks, Jesse Jackson calling them Haimies and, you know, all kinds of derogatory terms. And you have people all the time, well, the Jews own this. Well, what do you want to own? He act like the Jews, they own the networks, they own community, they own TV, they own this. What can you own? Tyler Perry, huh? Oprah Winfrey, what can you own? Oprah owns OWN, by the way. OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network. Her initials are doggone near OWN. So what is it you can't achieve? What is a Jew stopping you from doing, huh? Woman, black man, Latino, Asian, whatever, Muslim? Nothing. You can do whatever you want. You can build something better. In fact, we're about to build something better than Hollywood. The Jews have owned Hollywood for decades. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and all these people. Look, what are we doing? We're taking the Flick Fest public. Why? Because Hollywood puts a zero on everything that doesn't need it. If you make a movie, if I can make a movie for $1 million, it'll cost Hollywood $10 million. And you know what? Hollywood won't even make it. I don't want to do it. It's just a story. It doesn't have special effects. Doesn't have a superhero that I can make gay or lesbian or whatever. So we're about to challenge him. Taking his little company public. And I'm going to tell you something. In 2 years, when I'm done with them, they're going to know my name. Byron Allen became a billionaire because he dared challenge the system. Now, he used federal money and all the guidelines to break up all these different monopolies and get minorities into stuff. I don't need to take the minority angle. I'm going to take the angle of I'm going to produce better product, cheaper, better product. I'm going to Japanese engineer the manufacturing, if you will, Hollywood, like what happened to the car industry. That's what we're about to do with the Flick Fest. So when we take that public, I'm going to make the announcement. All of you who want to join in, you can join in, but you won't be joining in like it's a gift. You'll be joining in as a partner, because that's what we need. You want to disrupt academia? Do Hillsdale. Stop complaining. Say, I'm going to send my kid here or there. Don't send your kid to college. I have an entire organization dedicated to telling you how to avoid the traditional colleges where they get indoctrinated, and just let your kid go get their degree, get it cheaper and faster than they would at a regular college. Stop feeding the beast, because you see what you've created? You've got Marxist professors who have tenure. They can say and do whatever they want, and these radicals have been trained by other radicals. And you wonder, how does your kid get radicalized? Your kid can't turn in a paper that has your point of view, what you've taught them, the good quality principles of being an American, without getting an F or some retribution by some stupid professor. And you wonder why this is happening around the country? Of course you don't. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You're smarter than that. I got a question for you. Would this have occurred under Donald Trump? Now I'm going to go ahead and answer for you. Nope, because Hamas would not have attacked Israel if Trump had been president. So this thing would have continued to fester. And in that regard, I'm almost glad Trump wasn't president, because what academia needed to see was the whackademics it's creating. It's been hinted around. We've been talking about it for the better part of a decade. One or two professors that get kicked out, or, you know, they get cancel cultured because of something they said or wouldn't do, like when it was all black day on campus or something and a white professor dared to show up because he needed to pick up some papers to grade. Things like that. So we needed to expose this. But I suggest to you that even if Trump were president, we'd be exposing it. Remember when he said, we're getting rid of DEI, you get rid of your programs. What happened? Even without Trump, you know what these colleges and universities are doing? They're completely blowing up these DEI programs. As you consider what's happening on these college campuses, I want you to consider this as well. Would we be involved with Ukraine in a war if Trump were president? You know the answer, no. Would there be a glut of electric cars sitting on parking lots all over this country? No. Would Tesla stock be down, or, you know, I could go on. None of these things would be happening because Donald Trump would be bringing sanity to a situation. Like him or not, like his approach or not, the guy knows how to bring sanity to make the business of politics where it represents the American people. And you don't have to be a Trump acolyte to be, oh, I support that. You can support the idea and not the man.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestine protesters continue to cause disruptions on college campuses. One recent example with campers who set up inside a building on the campus of New York City's Fordham University, where two arrests were reported. Students and even some faculty were spotted locked arm in arm Wednesday, trying to keep police from forcing people out. At Columbia University in Manhattan Tuesday night, police removed protesters from a residence hall after they took control of the building the day before. Tensions remain high after the Los Angeles Police Department issued a citywide tactical alert to the pro-Palestinian encampment at UCLA. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased, standing closer to $3.66 a gallon, according to AAA. That's on average. This price remains the same as a week ago. It's 13 cents higher than a month ago. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All over America, terrorists are attacking college campuses. Most of them reside within the college system. It's the tenured professors, these Marxist professors, and they're, sadly, our kids have been indoctrinated to believe whatever they say. These kids know, they know so little about Palestine, Gaza, Israel, the whole situation leading into what's happening in the Middle East, but they all want to be experts. These are kids that have nothing to do. They've had no cause in their lives that's meaningful to them, nobody to explain to them how important they are into the fabric of society, so they glom on anything that comes up. You know, save Darfur. Remember when that was a big deal? Go wear a shirt that says save Darfur and see who knows where it is, what it's about, what it was at the time. You won't find anybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Hey, if you are part of Media America Matters with Eddie Floyd and his crew, you're not getting the complete show. They take pieces of the show. We put together a special show for you guys, but you don't get the complete show. I would suggest you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com where you can get the complete show in case you want to hear everything about it. You're missing, for example, you missed the second segment of every show, and you missed the fourth segment of the second hour. So there are things that you're missing that maybe would put things into more context. Just telling you, just in case. And if you're curious about how to do it, send us a note, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Just go there, find out. You know, there's ways to contact me on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Spreely, which is where I reside, S-P-R-E-E-L-Y, and go there. And what we're going to do, we're also doing the show 2 days. On the weekends, we run a best of. I generally do the first and second segment unless something comes up where my schedule, like I'm speaking or whatever. But it's the summation of what we think were the best parts of the show. And sometimes if we decide that, you know, it was a week that was an interesting week, but not one that we have enough content, we'll go back and get other shows and do it there. So I encourage you. The show is technically 7 days a week, even though it's only 5 days a week with totally new content. And that can vary because, of, again, if I'm traveling or sick or something like that. So we're trying to address everything. We're going to have a guest host soon, Charles Love, who works helps me at Seeking Educational Excellence, the executive director. Chris Harris and others will be guest hosts. These are people that have amazing insights, and I want you to get to know them as well. I want to be the person that introduces talent to the world. I'm unafraid. If somebody's better than I am, I'll give them the show. You can have it. Don't do me any favors. I want you to understand what's happening all over this country is because a terrorist group coordinated attack against Israel that killed almost 2,000 Jews who did nothing to them. Now, the terrorists say, well, this is over 3,000 years of oppression by Jews. Really? That would be like me saying, oh, my goodness, I'm going to go beat up on somebody that's white because of the years of oppression of generations of people I know nothing about. Yes, it's family. I understand how I got here. But if you say to me, Kevin, what do you think about your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather? I would go, nothing. I wouldn't know him from the next Uber driver I was going to get in the car for. Do I understand genealogy and that I'm descendant of that person and that some of the butterfly effect of what they did, you know, is down on me, and some of the things that they did and the sacrifices they made are for me? I get it. I get it all. But at the end of the day, I don't know them. And so I'm not going to be, well, your great-granddaddy, he hit my great-nanny and stole his truck or whatever, and you got to pay me. At some point, you got to let it go, right? This is all it takes to cause college students all over America to violently protest. This is all it takes for these academic wackademics to get out and say, we support terrorism, is for a terrorist group to attack innocent people. And you wonder how this world got crazy? These people are occupying college buildings, most of which are paid for by taxpayer money, and they're getting arrested and released. And what about that compared to the J6 folks? Here's a girl. She's upset. The police have surrounded the Hamilton Hall at Columbia University, and she's wondering, you know, why can't we just stop now and let us go home? I have finals. Here's what she says.
They just barricaded us.
Oh my God.
You're laughing. You're laughing.
No fucking way.
Me, I can't say
you. It's finals. Can I go home?
It's finals. I want to go home. See, this is exactly how these cream puffs are. They aren't fighting for anything in particular. It was just, oh, now I got to actually back it up. I got to go down and get arrested and get booked. And even if you get released, it's a hassle. And the idea now is, well, was it really worth it? Short answer, nope. Nope, it wasn't. Wasn't worth it at all. But these kids, these professors get a hold of them and tell them, "Oh, here, this is where we're gonna plant our flag, man." Trump commented about this while on Hannity, and here's what he had to say about these student terrorists.
You know, now these students that'll be arrested, they'll be released within hours. Probably the charges dropped, and there'll be no consequences, which will only embolden them. Your thoughts?
Well, I really think you have a lot of paid agitators, professional agitators in here, too. And I see it all over. And, you know, when you see signs and they're all identical, that means they're being paid by a source. You know, these aren't hand-painted signs where people would go to their basement and paint something because they really believed it. These are all signs that are identical. They're made by the same printer. And, you know, when you see that, that means there's somebody at top that's paying or a group that's paying. And they're doing great disservice to the world, but they're doing great disservice to our country. But when you look at New York in a state like this, but look at other cities, it's not a lot different. It's frankly worse in some places than it is right now in New York. And I think the New York City's finest have been incredible. The way they've been, it's not over yet, but the way they walked in and the way they climbed through that window, they were not afraid of anything, and it looks like they've got it maybe clamped down. But it should never have gotten to this, and they should have done it a lot sooner than before they took over the building, because it would have been a lot easier if they were in tents rather than a building. And tremendous damage done, too. You know, when you look at that building, that's a landmark, and it's really been damaged badly by these people.
Meanwhile, Captain Demento, he's going to make community college free, and then he announced that he's going to cancel student loans, this time for $6.1 billion for 317,000 former students of art institutes. And here's what he says. This institution falsified data, knowingly misled students and cheated borrowers into taking on mountains of debt without leading to promising career prospects at the end of their studies. He just described America's education system. Look at the degrees that these universities are giving to kids. Gender studies, sexual deviancy studies. I mean, you name it. They used to call these classes basket weaving because they were so easy, and they were generally given to athletes, student athletes, because it was difficult to maintain your physicality as well as your academics as an athlete. Now, everybody takes them. And all you got to do to get an A? Agree with the professor. It's that simple. Agree with the professor, you get the A. Don't rock the boat. They'll put you in a graduate program. You get your MD, your MBA, not an MD. Well, hopefully, you get your MBA. Then they'll pass you on to a PhD test where you got to do nothing. You could write like a fifth grader. You could write like Jill Biden and get a PhD or an ED, as she got. 317,000 former students of an art institute. Because why? Well, they don't need many artists anymore. Hey, here's a memo for everybody out there with some degrees. AI is going to replace you. Artificial intelligence is smarter than you are. And eventually, we're at the infancy of AI, and I still look at it and marvel. I can't imagine what AI is going to be in a decade. It'll be doing radio shows. You give it some topics. You say you're going to need to, here's the topic, here's the research, here's a voice. Now, go produce a two-hour talk show with this in filler. Can you imagine an AI bot having the ability to go back and look at all the contextual stuff? Like you get a topic of Joe Biden, and it goes back, it can look at all his Senate career, the bills that he voted on, who his friends were, and you tell it, put it in the context of Joe Biden being potentially being a racist or whatever, and it can formulate that thought. I'm telling you, it's going to be something. Now, it can't completely get rid of people like me because I have my way of thinking. It's born of a lot of other things, mainly this word called experiences. Still, a lot of people are going to experience the wrath of AI.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is, we're going to play a clip of a social media influencer on TikTok. Young girl, pretty girl. And she was making a living doing this. And then she got approached by the Biden administration. Here's her telling how it all works.
I started TikTok like the spring semester of my senior year, and I was like, I finally have to start applying for law school. And then, like, you know, female privilege, life is so easy for a, you know, woman. Obviously, I lucked out. I'm just kidding. I lucked out. And then, you know, TikTok was basically full time for me. And the guy was taking ads by the time I graduated college from like the Biden administration and Planned Parenthood and like dating apps and stuff. So it was like fully financially, you know, sustainable.
So you were getting, the Biden administration was buying ads from you?
Yeah, I was doing full-on political propaganda.
And they would just, really, with like what kind of, like, Biden created 10 million jobs
this year? Yeah, honestly. And the funny thing is, they're like, do not disclose this is an ad, because, you know, they're like, technically it's not a product, so you don't have to disclose it's an ad. Because I think they just wanted like some edgy girl of color to just tell people, like, when they nominated, like, Ketanji Brown Jackson, they're like, can you say, like, as a person of color, you know, that you feel reflected? And it's like a white woman emailing this to me, and she's like giving me this script, and I'm like, no. And she's like, please. And I'm like, no, I'll like talk about the news of it, but I'm not gonna be like, I'm not gonna have a white person tell me to be like, you know, this is how I feel as a person of color. Like, it's just so, I think that blackballed me slightly on, like, you know, political propaganda.
So
stuff.
The Biden administration sees, oh, here's this young.
Yeah, I mean, they use like a conduit. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's not Biden, but it's like Biden. It's like a third party. You know what I mean? It's like a media company that's doing it on his behalf. I'm not blaming him for this.
Yeah. And the message is like, because you're a dark skinned woman, you will be inspired by Ketanji Brown Jackson and all the kids should support her.
Yeah. They're like, basically as like another black person, just say that like you feel reflected by Ketanji. I'm like, no, I'll talk about like Ketanji's background and her accomplishments. But like, I never, you know what I mean? Like I'm not going to say like the corny stuff. Even if it was a brown person emailing it to me, I'm like, no, that's not like how I feel. Like I don't look at like Ketanji and feel like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe Biden's team buying influencers. Where, again, I ask you, show me where the Republicans are doing anything close to this. Please. I'd love to see it. Planned Parenthood running ads with these girls. Biden administration. It doesn't matter. The messaging going to young people. Is it working? Not necessarily. And even these girls are smart enough to go, look, we're not going to say what we don't believe. But still. And then don't disclose this as an ad, because we're really electioneering here. We're really trying to influence the political outcome. But don't say that. You can't say that. Have you noticed how things are flipping back? You remember when academia ruled? Everybody wanted their child to go to college. That's now ending. People are finally waking up and saying, you know what? I don't think I need my child to go to college. College was a ruse, because here's what they would tell us. They said things like this. If you don't have a bachelor's degree by the year, blah, 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 you're not going to be employable. No longer will a high school diploma do it. And then they put it as a requirement. Bachelor's of science required for sales. Why? What if you're just a heck of a salesperson? Well, we'd like to have you to have a technical degree, Kevin. What if I just can sell? What if I can go in, I know it? What if I know the product because my dad was an engineer or a technician or something, and I just know it? Or what if you teach me how to sell your product? I don't have to be a When I sold engineering products, I was an electrical engineer. But I'll tell you this. I sold to people that knew much better what to do with those products than I did. I was a young engineer. These guys have been designing for 20 years, 30 years. I was just telling them, hey, here's a new little trinket here that's on something you probably know a lot more about than I do. But I knew how to sell. But they made it a requirement. Must have a bachelor's degree minimum, master's preferred. And so everybody went out, ooh, not only am I going to get my bachelor's, not only am I going to spend a ton of money on what should only take me 2 years if I studied hard just in my degree plan, but I'm going to take all this extraneous crap that pays for all this social engineering BS, and then I'm going to spend more money on a 2-year program to get a master's degree that I could easily get in a year, so I could have my entire degree plan completed in 3 years if I did it right. Without the BS. But I'm going to feed the beast. You wonder why Seeking Educational Excellence, my nonprofit, why we work so hard to tell people you don't have to go that route. The guy that we work with, Dr. Cooney Beasley, he got his wife a degree, a PhD from Harvard, and it cost $8,000. So when we talk about, we look at your degree plan and we make sure you're not going to spend extraneous money. His wife got her degree. This is a high school dropout who he got her degree at an online university. Then she got her master's. I don't know where, but she got her PhD from Harvard for $8,000. I know what can happen. I know what can be done. Academia is what we all wanted for our children. We wanted them to go to college. That was going to be their, whoo, you do that and you go, whoo, you, the sky's the limit. These kids don't even know how to put gas in a car, change a light bulb. Remember the war on drugs? Remember that Just Say No and a host of other programs that were supposedly going to stop the war on drugs? We now know that the CIA worked with cartels and allowed drugs into the U.S., actually helped narcos all over the world to have drugs pour into the United States. The reason why I'm telling you this is I'm telling you that if the government tells you education is good, you should question it. The government tells you we got a war on drugs, you should question it. It means exactly the opposite. As you consider some of the things I'm talking about, I want you to consider this fact. Ask yourself if our government is allowing illegals, terrorists, and fentanyl and other drugs to continue to pour into this country. Because they make it sound like there's a war on it. We're going to stop fentanyl. The Chinese are bringing in fentanyl. There is no thing at the border. There's no issue at the border. Even though Biden's now talking to Mexico. About what? Trump's policy to stay in Mexico. Terrorists, we know, are coming across our border. Comey himself, that sorry, FBI director? That sucker, he told us in all 50 states in America, we have terrorist cells. All 50 states. I have another question for you. Do you think government really cares about your safety? Foreign or domestic? You get captured in a foreign country. Do you think Joe Biden's going to come get you? What about domestically? You think that Joe Biden and these Democrats that run these cities where the highest crime rates exist, you think they care about you or you think they care about the criminal? In a very short amount of time, folks, we've gone from marijuana being a drug that would land the casual user in prison where you would be ostracized from society, to the Fed effectively and selectively turning its back on the use and distribution of the plant. The federal government has figured out, you know what? The narcos can help us, no question. We can get a lot of money individually, but we can milk a lot of money from the taxpayers if we legalize drugs. Practically every state in the union now allows for personal marijuana use. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care. I have friends who take marijuana and they say, Kevin, it is the only thing that keeps my anxiety down, whatever, whatever. If drugs help people, fine. Use them. One of my, I had to go to the dentist. I hate getting shots at the dentist. And I've had high anxiety over the past, I don't know, year. And the dentist goes, yeah, have you tried Xanax? And she described it. I said, you got some? Drugs have a purpose. You just don't want to overdo it. Now, marijuana, it's a plant that grows in nature. So obviously it's free to anybody. I can get seeds. I could cultivate a marijuana plant in my house or two. I'm capable of growing marijuana. I grew a tomato plant last year. I could grow some marijuana. I just don't need it. I don't use it. But this is another situation where government intervention has screwed a lot of people. In the past, it put people in jail for smoking a plant. It determined the winners and the losers. And you know who most of the losers were? People of color. I told you guys a story where the government tried to set my brother up. He was on the airplane. He had a knife that my uncle had given him from Vietnam. It was a switchblade. And he forgot he had it. Well, anyway, they detained him. And when they detained him, that wasn't that big of a deal. But what they did, they held up a bag of marijuana in front of him, hoping he'd grab it and they'd get his fingerprints on it. He put his hands behind his back and said, I'm not touching that. It's not mine. But they tried to set him up. I know that for a fact. So anyway, the U.S. DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, is going to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, according to AP. Now, this is a shift in American drug policy. The question you should be asking yourself is, why the shift? I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.